You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
What up? There's a lot going on this week, and I'm going to talk about it. I am confused, though, because things are pretty simple. Now I'm going to talk about what's going on with the unrest in LA and other countries. The first thing you have to understand is all of this is planned, okay? I'm going to gather my thoughts here, but it's like I think about this stuff. People are like, you talk about some crazy stuff, but it's not like I talk about crazy stuff. It's my natural evolution because I don't even think comedy can exist the way it normally did now, because we question everything. I think there's two worlds. There's escapism, and then there's complete truthism. And it's probably always been there, but I feel like we're more and more and more truthers. Is that a term you can use? Is that a bad term? Anyway, I like to talk about this stuff because, I don't know, I'm compelled to. So, what you're seeing right now is 100% planned. It's been written in manuals and text. It's been putting out there to show what they're going to do, revelation of the process. It's been designed so society will eat itself. Eventually, it will cause serious friction between the people, and it's a divide and conquer, you know, as the rich get richer and build bunkers and hide. Why are all those bunkers being made? Come on, man. It's so simple. It's so simple. I just want to tell people this. It's so simple. Think about how hard it was to do things 8 years ago. I've already talked about this. Things are getting so much simpler. That means we don't need as many people, which means jobs are going to be lost, which means there's going to be people walking around, aimless society, drugs, vaping, escapism, video games, sex work. And more people are going, hey, what the fuck? And now conglomerates get richer and richer, and they go, what do? Well, we got to figure this out. All right, let's have them all fucking fight each other and let them take themselves out. That's what's happening. And as that's happening, they're building up their own resources of, you know, robotic intelligence and such to protect themselves. That's the truth. That's what I believe. It's that simple. If you want to go deep, it is a show, and both sides are in on it. I'm a lot there. I also do believe, though, that there are people that really do fight for causes. I do believe that. But let's now saying that if you don't believe that, let's go to the natural next step, which is common sense. What you're seeing right now with the ICE deportations is a fight between common sense and non-common sense and accountability. That's what it is. That's what I feel that's happening. Again, I consider myself an independent, although this, I guess this, people are saying I'm MAGA because I said it on my stream, but the guy kept pushing me, and I go, I guess I'm MAGA if you keep saying I'm all these things, but I don't really subscribe. I'm an independent, but I do like a lot of things that the MAGA side says, but I also like stuff that the liberal side says. And if you're so abhorrently opposed to either side, you have a problem. So, but I do notice that I'm not even going to say liberal because I think I'm a liberal. I really am a liberal, but not the liberal that they use today. We shouldn't use that. We should call the people on the left, really left. Let's just say this. This is, I'm the term. It's already been out there, but let's just say this anymore. Lunatics. Okay? Or leftatics. Maybe we can make that a shirt. Leftatics. You call the loony leftatics. I like that one. We like leftatics because they constantly cry. They're constantly about victimization. 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 Oh my God. Woe is me. Fucking victim. Oh my God. What is your part? It's like the people online. Have you ever had a group of people come after you? I've had that many times. And no matter if you say one comment that you know is a good one and like a win against one of their comments, they'll never admit it. It's a baby mentality, a groupthink mentality, a scared to look like you're wrong mentality. And it's breeds lunatics. Like if you can have someone on the left, and I'm not saying like normal left, I'm talking about crazy, just go, yeah, maybe I was wrong here. I don't see that. Now, people, you're going to say on the right, does Trump ever say he's wrong? I don't think he's ever said he's wrong. So your argument is valid, yes. But that's, I don't know. I just accept that that's who he is. But at least he has this. See, the thing that why people don't understand why Trump is so beloved, and this is another thing on the left, because we don't believe a certain amount of things that people say about him. We also believe that the people that we also believe he was crazily gone after. But another thing is that Trump is so charming. Now you're going to go, what? People. He's charming in the sense that he grabs your attention and you can't stop watching him. So it's not like your typical what you're going to say charm like George Clooney, but he's a captivating individual. Like you're fascinated by what he's going to do. If you don't believe that, how is he the president twice? He's the best reality star ever, right? And so, and I came to this conclusion many times, but I want to say it again. The leftatics, here's their number one problem. They don't have any sense of humor. And if they do, they just say, well, that's not funny. Like they get so offended. You could say whatever you want about right. Oh, they're too strict Christian-wise or, they want to not pay taxes or whatever the issues are with the right. Or they don't. You think they hate all these people. They don't. I travel this country playing for all. I feel more animosity from the left it takes than I do the right it takes, which might have pushed me over to the righteous. Ooh, the righteous and the left it takes. Ooh. Of course, there's problems on both sides, but just don't act like, you know. Anyway, long story boring is that the left have no fucking sense of humor. They're humorless. And they're a got you, snarky, not vulnerable, scared to look like a dork. What it is a side of people that are so dorky that never want to be revealed as a dork. So if you just go, okay, I'm a dork at times, but then they'll say, I'm a dork, but they really won't admit that they're really a dork. And just say, it's okay, I'm a dork at times. I'm a dork, I'm a spaz, I mess up, I'm crazy. I admit that, but I'm also a lot of other things, you know, that helpful to society, you know, like a critical thinker, you know. And the left of ticks will put you, they'll just try to character assassinate you, shame you in so many ways, not knowing anything about you. I really do wish there's a law where people say some shit about you publicly and it's not true that you could fucking sue them or something. Like how TikTok puts you in jail for a couple of weeks. I'd like to put them in, like, you can't drive your car for a week. Because if you're spreading lies about somebody, it's okay to say, I don't like you and this and that. Like a simple one, just saying, like, when I stream something, like, if I'm drunk, I haven't drank in 6 years. Like, you can't keep calling somebody a drunk who's, like, naturally keep saying he doesn't drink. So, I mean, you can test my blood alcohol level. So it's like that type of shit, the smearing of you and it's brandy. But there's just a lot of people that get mad at people like me because they don't understand. The number one thing is I'm coming from a place of humor and openness, and it's gonna just stop being so uptight. Chill the fuck out. Use your head. Stop being so sanctimonious. Stop being overly virtual signaling. Stop. Because no one's buying it except this crazy-ass group of people that you're all fucking going back to each other. And you're reinforcing this fucking nutty behavior. And you're all, ah! And it's too much. And you're going to say, oh, the right's a cult and all this stuff. I guess, but they laugh. They laugh a lot. Put it this way, I can do jokes in Naples, Florida that will get more laughs and will get more offended on Melrose Avenue at the Improv. The home of comedy. Melrose Improv is the home of comedy. And there could be jokes that be more quiet and offensive there than Naples, Florida. And somehow Naples gets called a name where maybe Melrose is uptight. Did you ever think of that? And it's not. It's just a lot of people that don't want to look bad. And, of course, not every joke is funny and things can be outdated and whatever. You call them a name, toxic, sexist, what all this shit is. But also, there's times where it's like, stop. So, what's happening right now is an example of people that can look at things and say this is what it is, and people that can't look at things. What's going on right now is the fixing of immigration. And this country is filled with immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants. If you want to break it down, from what I know, I am no historian, but between school, which I never paid attention to, hearing stuff on the streets, comedy clubs, and watching School of Rock cartoons on Saturday morning, and they would actually have some really good history. This is what America is. It was a chunk of land. First, it was discovered by Columbus. And now they took that away, so I don't know who discovered it. And then when people got here, it was John Smith or some shit like that on the Mayflower, something like that. And there was a bunch of natives here, and we're going to call them, we used to call them Indians, and that was considered racist. And then we call them Native Americans, and now that's racist. And now we call them indigenous people, which I can't believe I didn't realize, because as a young boy, I always remember playing cowboys and indigenous peoples. You can't, I couldn't even say it. I wouldn't be. So the people that were here. So who owns the fucking America? Well, the bugs do, really. It's the caterpillars, the ticks, the fleas. That's who's here. But let's just say it's the Indians, indigenous peoples. Well, John Smith came over apparently, and they had boats and more structure to society. And there was a couple of Indians, and the Indians were like literally going, woo, like you can't say that, right? But that's what was happening. That was how I was raised. Okay, they had their own language, okay? And they're beautiful. And John Smith was there, and then he said, whose land is this? And they looked around, and they didn't really talk. He says, okay, here's a turkey. And he says, we'll take it from here. And then he basically robbed and stole from America. And stole America. That's the, I don't know, Manhattan was sold for $55, whatever. The whole thing is it's stolen land. Right? It got colonized, I guess. Which a lot of things are happening. This is what happens. People come in with structures. And they say, you're not going to get it done. So we're going to do it, and you're going to enjoy it. Some people just take over. That's the nature of humanity, okay? I will give you the lesson of what America is through the movie The Social Network. America is the social network, and you're going to say, how? What do you mean? Okay, it's really simple. I know this because of inside information. I was very close to a person at one time who worked for another person who was Kevin Spacey's partner. And Kevin Spacey had a production company. And Kevin Spacey's company had the rights to a book called The Billionaire's Boys Club. Okay? And that was a book based on the rise of all the new tech generations after Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, the new millennials, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world. And so the book was written, an amazing book, he got the rights, and he says, I want to adapt it. So we put on a shelf with many other pieces of IP, intellectual property. And one day, his partner gets a phone call, and it was from the producer, Scott Rudin, who was a top five producer in Hollywood. I mean, a super, really super producer. Everything he touches is not just gold. It's highly regarded. Movies, TV, but he also does Broadway. He's super prolific and super intelligent and has an amazing taste. And he's an animal, but the most effective animal you've ever met. Like, this is the word on the street, but and to me in a good way, cause he makes amazing product. You want amazing product? Yes. So he goes, I just set your movie up at Sony. I got Aaron Sorkin to adapt the script. Justin Timberlake to play Sean Parker, and David Fincher to direct. We'll call you with the details. And my buddy, not my buddy, but my buddy's buddy, we worked for close. That's funny because you don't have the rights to it. And he goes, yeah, I know. But guess what? It's an amazing piece of property. And I'm going to make this movie. So if you want to sue me, go for it. Are you going to say no to a go movie with that team? If you are, see you in court. That's taking some liberties with the conversation, But that's what was done. Next thing you know, Kevin Spacey, look at the credits, my buddy's buddy, are on as producers. What'd they do? They got the fucking rights. This man saw it. He's a doer. He's an executor. He's an executor. Boom. One of the greatest movies ever made. Fucking, I'd be happy as a pig in shit if I had two lines in that movie. That's America. You're sitting here. You ain't doing shit with it. We're going to take it. We're going to fucking make it. Boom. So we're all immigrants. We've all come here as immigrants. I have immigrant blood. I mean, I'm not from here. I'm probably from Europe. My bloodline, right? I was probably born somewhere there, but I've been here a few generations when I was born here. So I'm lucky to be here. You know, however you got here. People have gotten here by force, by crimes, by trafficking, by moving, by being, whatever, man. All our bloodlines are there. America really, in history, is really just little feathers. That's what I was told. Maybe there was other people before that. So we want everyone to be here. We are the melting pot, in my opinion. That's why you love LA. That's why you love New York. I mean, if you go to 42nd Street in New York City, you will never find more diverse people in the world. Never. Ever, 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 ever. And you go to Venice Beach, it's up there too. But not 42nd Street. 42nd Street is the most diverse place on earth. You will hear 75 languages walking from one Starbucks to the Sbarro. Okay? If you're in the country, you gotta be here legally. And we all know millions of people over the last few years have been let in. And it's not just from South America. There's a point in Texas and other places where you see people from all different continents. Asian, African, Eastern Europe, just walking right through, man. And there's a lot of things that are happening that are bad. Now, probably they were let in by the, you know, last administration to do this, to cause chaos, because they knew it's a touching point, because it's going to tug people's heartstrings and it's going to tug people's anger strings. You could say it's all planned, which I personally think it was. But you go, and with that, there's a lot of criminals. There's just a lot of bad things that happen when you let in undocumented people that are, you know, criminals, bad people, a lot of bad people, murders, a lot of bad stuff. All right. Not everyone. Maybe it's 2%. I don't know. I don't know the statistics, but guess what? It ain't good. So there's a sweep happening. And they're going through, and they're going through everybody. And it's like going to the beach. You go to the beach and you look for precious metals. You go up, you have the strainer. You know, we're not looking for precious metals. We're looking for bad metals. And you shake it. And all the regular sand that gets caught with it will eventually get through. Maybe not right away, but you eventually put it back in the sand. And you take the ones that are precious, or in this case, causing a problem. Is it an uncomfortable process? Yes. And my heart goes out to those people that got caught up in this. Is it necessary? I think so. Because we need to get our shit tight. And on that note, a side note, is that when you see somebody wealthy, let alone, let's just say a celebrity. God, I want to name names, but you know who they are. I've seen this celebrity and she was saying, oh, I'm crying, my heart goes out and all this stuff. Lady, then go down to the fucking streets and fucking take somebody who's undocumented and put them in your house for a month and film it. And if you get no problems and everything's great and you help them assimilate back into society, you will inspire more of us to do that. But don't talk about it. Be about it. Don't say you're donating. Fucking go. Go to the fucking people. Go over to the other country. Bring the people back. And fucking set them up. Do it for one fucking family that you feel bad for. And if it works, then show us all the errors of the ways of, oh my God, this is right. Everyone's going as bad, as good. We're an evil country, all this stuff. Or maybe one of those people is connected to something else and they might have a little criminal in there. Maybe. Or maybe not. But you can't say this shit as you're sitting in a $10 million house and you're crying, woe is me, and you're not doing fuck all except moving your yaps. Because you're shitting on the police. The minute you fucking, someone farts and your security system goes off, you're fucking 911-ing it to the direct VIP line because you heard a fucking intruder and it's just a fucking dragonfly. Or somebody looked at you weird and your security detail had to take a piss for 1 second and you're scared. Be honest. That's the problem, man. People are fucking, you want to talk about paid actors? They're paid actors. Because they're out there acting so sanctimonious as opposed to rational. And just going, okay, this is not good. But does Jamie have a point? Is there any point in what he's saying? That yes, we want everyone to live in harmony, but it might be an uncomfortable process, and right now we're ripping the Band-Aid off. Or will you educate people? And part of the con, which I just learned of, I don't even know enough, is that people come to the country, have a kid, the kid's born here.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
They don't have exactly the proper paperwork. And by having that kid here, they go, oh, well, my kid's American. I'm not. Come on, man. Don't fucking do me a solid here. And because JoJo and crew and other people have done this before, other administrations, it's not just a left or right thing. So many people have come in undocumented. And of that have caused issues that we gotta have toe a hard line. But did you ever know about that kid con? That's a con. Look, my buddy fucking goes to Canada. He comes down here. He gets 6 months. He overstays his shit. He's being yanked out of here just as much. He's been detained 5 times. And he gets a special clause because he does something. He creates music, and one of the producers he works with says, oh, he can't create. No one in America has this particular talent of his voice. So, you know, he has to write a special letter. And, you know, that can be done for everybody, by the way. Anyone that you feel, you can write a special letter and saying, this person has this special ability that I need in my thing. And you can get them extended. I've written letters for multiple people, at least 3 people. So just know that. I just get annoyed at the fucking celebs that are like crying foul, but then it's like, you're the first person to call the cops. Don't fool yourself. It's not a little thing happening. When 5 Waymos are burning, oh, they're all burning on the same block. Great. Spread them out over a 2-mile radius. Does it look like more riots? They're burning the fuck out of Waymos, okay? That is what we're dealing with right now. It's a tough love situation. It's the mom that's tried everything with her kids 17 different times, and he's still stealing to go buy heroin. And he's 17, and she says, you gotta go. You're poisoning the family. I love you, but you gotta go. It's those hard decisions. It's called tough fucking love. It's what my mom, not my dad, because, well, he wasn't as strict. My mom threatened me with military school, which kind of might have made me even better. I don't know how you can fucking improve on this, but she often, at least multiple times in my young, I will send you to military school if you don't shape up. She wanted to knock the fucking Asperger's right out of me. And I was like, do it. But, you know, instead they put me in a therapist office, which I didn't love, but she often threatened me. And then she discovered that I'm an actor, so she encouraged me to, you know, try to do plays and shit. So she found out, and I also discovered sports, so all my craziness went out through a basketball and different things. But she didn't know what to do. Poor lady's older. She's got this crazy young energetic thing running around. She's in her early 50s. She didn't know she was going to get pregnant, you know what I mean? She was raised a Catholic. You fucking accept everything that comes down the chute, you know what I'm saying? Thank God she did. But, because if not, you wouldn't be having that beautiful thing right there. You would have never met Tim Avery if she didn't do that. If my mother went to the toilet after having beautiful night with my father and shook me out, you would not have him. God bless you, mother. These are jokes, Mom. So, any hoosers, is that we need to realize that this is a tough situation, but if you want to not get face fucked by a criminal, it's probably necessary. Is that too much to say? If you don't want to get fucking robbed at knife point, potentially, this is what we want to do. And then we can go back to our Charlie and the Chocolate Factory society, where chocolate comes out of the spigots. Now, here's the next thing I'm going to say, is that LA is the touchstone, the starting point for all of this. And it's fascinating what the leftatics are saying, because, again, they don't understand the logic. So, here's an example. Okay. We had peaceful protest. Okay. Let me look this just what our Constitution says here. It says, but before I do that, people are not happy with these raids. I understand. And they're protesting. You have the right to protest. And you should protest. Your voices need to be heard. Shit, if you can't protest, then I can't say this shit out into the ether. It's the same thing, right? But what I'm doing, I'm putting it on a platform where I'm allowed to be on right now. And I'm speaking my opinion. And you have the choice to watch it or not. Or you can click away. Hopefully you click on because my views have been low. So that is my right as an American citizen. We're not in North Korea. And I've gotten those rights because I was born here. My lucky ass. We already know that we got to pay attention to the laws, even if we don't agree with them, unless you want to risk it. And that's up to you. That's your own personal thing. But me talking to you right now and yapping my thing, I'm protesting against, basically, you can say my podcasts are a protest against and people that can't use common sense, right? This is a filmed vocal protest that hopefully is entertaining. And people are out there, right? Here's what a protest is. Peaceful protest. Marching. March down the sidewalk. I believe that's part of it. Signs. Hey. Hell no, we won't go. You know. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it. You know. Chants. Bells. Whistles. Playing of instruments. Dancing, speeches, public forum, gatherings, stuff like that. You know, in the park. That's what I would consider, and I think that's probably written, what is a good protest. Going down to City Hall, being on front of the steps. I'll give you that. Shit. I even may give you... get pretty close to the walls, you know what I'm saying? Maybe even climb a couple, because you know me, January 6th to me, that's like a holiday. Where it changes and becomes a public problem is when you walk down the freeway, which I understand it, but now we've got traffic. When you're doing it at inconvenient, if you're doing it at 2 a.m., it ain't great, but at least it's not as much traffic as there is at 3 p.m. When you start throwing bottles, you start throwing rocks, when you do your fucking fireworks, I fucking hate that, okay? When you start lighting things on fire, these are not protest. Now, these are acts of chaos. This is chaos agenting and violence. Can we all agree so far? These are not, you're protesting something, but you've gone now out of the scope of what we call reasonable protesting. Now you're causing potential harm to property, to people that are trying to, the police department trying to keep order. And then you're causing problems to your fellow citizens that didn't ask for it. It's the same fucking thing. And I'm gonna fucking put it on this level. When I'm at a restaurant and there's a big ass dog standing next to a table and I want to eat food. I know you're gonna go, how the hell is that like throwing rocks at the cops? To me, it's just as bad. I want to open a non-animal restaurant. Unless you're fucking can't eat an egg because you're like shaking so bad because you have some kind of issue. And when you get that dog or that cat or that parakeet or whatever it is and it makes you calm, if you can fucking prove that in the real, there are real people that really need animals with them, and they're soothing. And for those people, My heart goes out to you, and you can bring your animal everywhere. You can do whatever you want. But there are a lot of people that have co-opted your cause because they just want to do it. And there's a lot of places you can bring an animal, but I hate them at restaurants. It annoys the shit out of me because you got to walk around it fucking barking a lot of shit, okay? That emotional support animal cause, which is a real thing, has been co-opted by selfish people. So it's the same thing as, I'll lay off the animal one, is the person who talks on a FaceTime on their phone in a public restaurant. Those people should go to jail. I absolutely cannot fucking stand them. I did this bit 25 years ago. They're rude, they're entitled, they're ignorant as fuck. It takes everything in my power not to take their phone and smash it on the ground and say, you fucking ignorant fucktard. No one wants to listen to you and your fucking aunt. Okay? Even old heads who do it, I give them a pass because they're old heads. But even they're getting annoying. But I was at a restaurant the other day and this fucking guy is on FaceTime talking loud as fuck and everyone's eating pancakes. Dude, I did everything in my power not to take the syrup and pour it all over his phone. And my boy is a stunt guy and he's like, bro, I mean, I wanted to flip the table. Just douchebaggery. Now you're going, what does that have to do with the Constitution? It's all the fucking same thing, okay? When the protests start becoming a problem, we have to contain and quell the issues. Okay? And the Constitution says, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to that same take I obligationally freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God. All enemies, foreign or domestic, which is such a tricky thing right now because we're fighting about people that are from a foreign that are domestic, but do they have their proper paperwork to stay domestic? And now domestics or so-called domestics are fighting for the domestics that aren't maybe domestics that might possibly are still foreign. The bottom line is, let's go to what Trumpy did. And Trumpy is catching heat for bringing in 2,000 National Guard. And now I believe he sent in 700 Marines, but not just any Marines. He sent in the 29. And the 29 POMs, P-A-W-W-W-L-M. If you know, you know. That's a different dog. They out there. They ready. The 29 don't fucking play. So, we have the LAPD, which is the biggest, they have the most responsibility of any police force in the world. And they've had a lot of issues, but they're also amazing. Okay, so we have the LAPD. Sure, there's problems in there, but they're also amazing. They have a lot to fucking do, okay? There's 40 million people in California. I think there's 20 million in the LA basin. They have 20 million animals. From fucking Barstow to Diego, all right? To take care of. That along with the chippies. It's a lot, all right? So we got them, okay? So Trump sends in the National Guard. All they have to do is guard the building. That's all they have to do. And that's all they've been doing. And the Marines, I'm not exactly sure what their orders are, but I believe they're here and they're ready. And a lot of these guys are posting, and I'll show it to you. They're ready for FAFO. All right. And it's the 29. The 29. If you took the UFC, an undercard UFC fighter with that rage and desperation to be seen, with the training of a Navy SEAL from Biloxi, Mississippi, yeah, that's what you got in the 29. They don't fucking play. That's as real as they get. I did a comedy show, I think, out there in 29 Palms. I don't know if it was for their base or something else. They asked me to do 30 minutes. I did it. They're laughing. They want more. I'll do another 30 more. And they add jumping jacks on top of it. God bless them. I'll do as many as they want. That's the 29. All right? And the whole reason you're able to protest in this country is because of the LAPD, the National Guard, and the 29. You get it? Because we're not being overtaken by someone else that would fucking put us in some fucking bullshit regime. The reason we're able to hold that sign is the 29 and the LAPD. I mean, I don't get it. People just don't understand. Respect the people that are allowing us to fucking talk. It just doesn't make sense. People don't think things all the way through. And since I'm older now, I have the time. So, here's the situation. There's a lot of people mad at Trump for sending in reinforcements. First of all, if you're not a citizen of California, especially Los Angeles, you should not be able to speak on this issue. If you don't own property in Southern California or have owned property in Los Angeles, you should not be able to speak at this issue. If you haven't been here for the LA riots, the Rodney King verdict, the OJ verdict, the Northridge earthquake, the George Floyd protest. If you haven't lived here through all of the different machinations, I wasn't here for the Watts riots, so that might disqualify me, but I've been here a long time. If you have not been here for any significant changes, if you're not a fabric of California, let alone Los Angeles, I don't have to say that I'm a fabric. I have a different setup, but I've done commercials for California tourism. Should you not have a right to an opinion? Not if you're someone from another state yapping about us. If you're from Portland, you're going to tell us what we're doing. You don't understand how this works. Okay. I have an very exceptionally different experience than a lot of people. Okay. But if you don't understand the machinations of California, specifically LA, then you need to keep this area on your face shut. Because you don't get it. And I'm going to tell you why Trump sent them in. I'm going to tell you why it's 1,000,000,000% justified. And this is the type of shit that they should be saying on CNN. But they won't let you do a long segment because they got to cut to a fucking Pfizer commercial who pays their bills because they are on the nuts of Big Pharma. Now, let me explain it to you. LA literally and figuratively is a hot chick. Okay? You ever date a hot chick? I know you have. You have a great time with her. She's making you laugh. You like the same food. You have some wild nights. Fucking, she's smart. She's a little bit crazy. You have some good 2-3 weeks with her. And then one day, whoop! You say some shit and she's like, fuck you! And you're like, where'd that come from? She's like, God! and you trigger something in her that you never knew. And she flips. So what do? That goes away. You date another girl, another one. But what's happened? Your guard's up. Your national guard's up. Feel me? Your relationship based with that hot chick is not that you all smoked hookah together or you had an amazing Italian meal or you had a wild night of sex on the beach or you went to a party, you know, an after party at Prince's house, whatever it is. Those were all the memories you had. But when she blew up on you in the Staples parking lot for not remembering that her sister was getting married, I don't know, some shit. Your relationship is only based off of your most emotional moments. And that's what you're, that's why people have friends for years and something happens and they stop. It's based off your last encounter. That's what a relationship is. That's common sense in psychology 101. So that's why people that are like friends for decades aren't friends anymore because they don't like Trump and somebody does or something. So politics has driven people aside. So they can have all that history gets erased because of their passionate like or dislike for someone. And that's how relationships are maintained and formed and dissolved. And that's just simple common knowledge. So the relationship with the hot chick of LA, which is a hot chick, LA's full of adventures and amazing things. But we also, LA, she acts up. She acts up. And those aforementioned things I mentioned and others are part of our history. So Trump did something that was proactive. That's what I want. Especially since we just had the fucking fires and there was no water in the tanks because of a fucking 2-inch fish. How the fuck can any of these politicians have any credibility at all? There was no water in the tanks, Jacko. Half of the beach is burnt because of incompetence. The other half is nature. But really, partially, a lot of it is a Dewey. And that's a whole other conversation. And you know. That shit was fucking arsonist, too. You understand? Direct energy weps. So to sit here and get mad at Trump for being proactive when we have a history, a multiple time history of this place being the jump off point, which we're looking like we are again, and a tinderbox for unfucking rest. You're not being honest. And to say that the presence of the National Guard pissed people off, and so they decided to react. And they took a fucking lime scooter and threw it at the police cars. They threw a lime scooter off a bridge at the police cars multiple times. Because daddy, bro, he sent in people and they didn't like it. If you're telling me that you cannot control your emotions because the presence of more people here to maintain safe and civilness, and that mere presence of them has triggered you to take a lime fucking scooter and throw it off a bridge at the very fucking cop that you would call in 2 seconds if a mosquito farted and set off your security system in Brentwood. If you're going to tell me that from the safety of the Blue Bottle coffee shop off of a Malfi Drive, you are not just a hypocrite. You're a hippopotamus. I don't care if Trump sent 17 forms of the military. I don't care if he's got Xi Jinping in backup over here. I don't give a fuck. We've been bad boys and girls for many decades. And it's just here to say, hey, do you love the city? I don't want to see a torched man. I don't want to see Winchell's go up in flames. I don't want to see my favorite fucking, you know, La Sandwicheria or, you know, shoe shop or some shit that happens. And it's happened. So anyone here yapping about it, if you were here in 92, let me hear all my 92ers out there in the comments. Where's all my 92ers? I need my 92ers. I gotta take a break.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.